What's up, guys? It's your boy Travis, the host, and we got my two sidekicks, Raheem.
Call me a sidekick.
I'm not a sidekick, bro.
Our debate today is going to be Marvel versus DC, which is better. I'm going to go ahead and hand them the poll to Raheem.
Look, all right, I'm on the DC side, and yes, I like Marvel and all, but I think DC in a whole is better.
Definitely because not.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Y'all capping at the moment. Look, DC, y'all can agree with me on this one. DC has better villains than Marvel.
That's just one thing, though.
You gotta
break down everything.
I wouldn't even agree with
that,
point.
This is gonna be the first point, but DC has better villains than Marvel.
I wouldn't even agree with that.
How?
Because the problem with Marvel, or the problem with DC, the thing that's better about Marvel is how they have overpowered villains with less powered superheroes. But DC's problem is that they have, like, 500, that's an overstatement, but they have a whole bunch of heroes like Superman and Shazam
Woman,
and all these
Flash.
People. They have all these powers. They could literally just tap somebody and they would die.
They have villains
but
that
then their
up with
but
them.
Then their villains are easier
who,
to beat.
Who are you talking
and the villains
about?
Always lose. Like,
Superman
all,
and Lex
time,
Luthor. Superman and Lex Luthor. He can kill him in an instant if he wanted to.
Lex Luthor always has
he can't get the kryptonite out fast enough. Superman could literally just do that.
Are you telling me all his villains? You got Doomsday and Darkseid who would body Superman. Darkseid killed Superman.
And then Superman came back and killed Darkseid just like that.
Now, I would say Doomsday is harder to kill because with Doomsday, every
you
time
can't
you kill
him again.
You can't kill him
the
same way you killed
way.
Him the first time, so that makes him like that's kind of overpowered.
Body,
that's an overpowered
body
villain.
Anyone in Marvel?
That's an overpowered villain.
Doomsday will body anyone in Marvel.
No,
besides Galactus.
What about Hulk?
Doomsday will body Hulk too.
No, he won't.
Like Superman will body
every
Hulk.
Time Hulk gets mad
yeah,
or
Superman
he makes him mad, he gets strong.
Superman has everything.
Doomsday will body Hulk.
No, he won't.
Superman will body Hulk. Anyways.
I would say
Superman
I would say
will body Hulk.
Yes. I would say that. I would
yes.
actually agree with that because Superman's problem.
Look at
who's side you on?
No, I promise you, I'm still on Marvel. But like
no.
I said, this goes back to my point. DC's their superheroes are way too overpowered. Like somebody like Superman, he literally has every power. He could snap. He could probably blow you off of the planet.
Marvel has overpowered superheroes too.
Who?
Not
the
as
Hulk?
Overpowered.
The Hulk.
The Hulk is
Thor,
not nearly as overpowered as somebody like Superman.
Like,
Who? Captain who?
Captain Marvel.
Which one? The dude?
Female.
No.
The dude is on DC. The dude's on DC. The dude's on
DC.
No, there's
Marvel
Captain Marvel, which was the first Captain Marvel.
What if you don't get your
I'm dead serious. Yeah, exactly. I'm dead serious, though. Like, he has these gauntlets where he can, like, teleport, fly, cosmic beams, the whole thing.
Yeah, cosmic beams.
Exactly.
Anyway, look, but DC has Joker. The Joker.
Okay, so
he's a Joker is one
so?
Of the best villains, but that still doesn't count.
No, he's not one of the best villains. He's the best villain ever. Let's be real. He's a psycho. He torments Batman, literally. Like, if the Joker had, like, genuine superpowers, I don't think anyone in Marvel could beat him. Because he would just be a... It would be crazy. Would,
what?
He is crazy.
Yo, he would...
That
he would, like...
So...
Okay,
what, if he did give him superpowers, what would he have? To make him, beat everybody.
Let's give him super strength.
That's okay.
He will trap the Hulk. You just beat
not Superman.
Are you
serious? Different universe.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You said the Joker. The Joker is in DC. You said the Hulk.
No, they did have a crossover.
Okay, that's a crossover.
Comics,
but we're not talking about that crossover. Aren't we?
Aren't we keeping
it strictly like?
Yeah, but which one?
I'm gonna admit. The Marvel movies in a whole are better.
Definitely.
As of recent, because
as of ever, wow.
You
yeah,
telling me the
oh,
Dark Knight, the first Dark Knight movie
that's
was not
okay. Dark Knight and Wonder Woman are two
that's
movies.
That series,
are two,
the Dark Knight
versus
Superman.
Are the
Superman was fire.
No,
what
okay,
was that better than the Marvel?
Bro, Batman versus
it was
Superman
than
was a good movie.
It was better than all of them. Besides the last one,
no,
Rock was the best.
No.
You said Batman versus Superman was better than Ant-Man. The
Batman
first
versus
Ant-Man.
Superman.
Yep.
The
yep.
way that
oh,
they played it out,
gosh.
It was so much overhyped.
No.
It was a good movie, but it was way overhyped.
Exactly.
Like
yeah, you got
Wonder
Woman coming out of
I
nowhere
like,
talking about some.
Exactly.
Like nah, bro. I can't let that slide. They even have a Wonder Woman movie before Batman versus Superman. I would have made it better instead of after the movie.
That's true.
I mean, like...
But,
like, their sequence in movies don't make any sense. And Justice League was even worse.
The fact that they had
Justice League was a good movie.
No, did you see the CGI
Justice League was fine.
But Justice no, it was Justice not. League, bro. Oh fact that they
have that no, it wasn't. Bro, you tried to tell me his side.
Look, no, he switched his side. He's on my side. The fact that Batman was killing people in that movie.
Nah, those don't count though.
Batman doesn't kill.
He threw a man in an elevator with a grenade.
No, but that's
not okay. Problem. That
what's it called? Batman that's, the, don't kill. That's the problem with this new series. I can't remember.
Rebirth?
No. The guy who's making these new movies for like the Justice League and all that, he's messed up Batman's morals. That's the problem with those
true.
Movies.
Batman uses
guns. He kills people. He blows people up. Batman has never done that. He messed up Batman's morals.
The DC TV shows are also better than all the Marvel TV shows.
No, sir.
Whoa.
No, only show that was good was Teen Titans and Young Justice.
I'm about to fold you right now.
No.
Gotham, Young Justice. Arrow.
I'm thinking of DC TV shows are better.
And you got the animated TV shows.
Okay, I'm thinking. I've heard that you're talking about cartoons.
Cartoons too. I thought about
The original.
Remember all the Spider-Man TV shows?
Okay, though they had reruns because they kept failing. They had the Justice League Justice League TV shows.
Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
What kept failing?
Spider-Man
TV shows.
What do
you mean?
Like one or two seasons. Do you know how many Spider-Mans there were? The Spider-Man Fantastic Friends.
Remember that? Exactly. I remember that.
That was the first Spider-Man. And they had Spectacular Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man.
And now they have Marvel Spider-Man.
Exactly.
So what?
Marvel Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I never even heard of that.
That's the new one where he got Miles Morales in it.
Yeah.
The new movie coming out? Or is it a TV show?
No, it's a TV show on Disney.
And they got two movies coming out. And the game. The games are better. All the games are better. Injustice was okay, but all the Marvel games are better.
Injustice wasn't
good. No. Yes.
Marvel Spider-Man? Are you serious right now, bro?
Oh. Four Batman games?
No, Arkham Asylum,
Arkham City, and what's it called?
Bro, all those against Knight. Spider-Man. All
as of right Spider-Man. Now, those are not touching. They are not touching Spider-Man
movies.
They are not touching Spider-Man.
They will buy. And plus, that's only on one console. You can't even play it on the other ones.
Bro.
Okay, that's just selective. That's just selective because they know more people have PS4 than Xbox.
Not PS4 sucks. Anyway,
that's not true.
That's, but we're not talking about that right now. So,
the Marvel characters were inspired from DC characters, Flash, Deathstroke. Why do you think Deadpool got so much clout right now? Because Deathstroke gets his father. Deathstroke will body Deadpool at any time.
Okay, because he can't die. That's it.
Exactly.
Both of them can't die.
But no, Deadpool literally can't die because
Deathstroke has a healing factor as well, though.
Because of Thanos. Thanos, when he had the Infinity Stones, he gave him the ability to not die.
You're not going
to
kill Deathstroke. You can't kill him. He's fine.
You can't kill Deathstroke.
I can't even lie, bro. He's fine. You can't
Deathstroke
kill
is
him.
A ninja.
You can't kill that man.
You can't kill Deadpool either, so that's not even fair. Like, you really can't kill Deadpool. Like, that's not even fair.
Bro, he's fine. You can't kill him.
Yeah, he really is.
Who, Deathstroke?
Yeah, you can't kill him.
Deathstroke gives Batman the blues, and Batman can body anyone in Marvel. That's real. He'll find.
Okay, y'all are trying to make me play both sides because I'm a Batman fan.
Exactly.
I am too.
I got Kyle on my side.
Okay, I'm not on your side.
He's on my right hip.
Yes, you are. You're on my side.
I'm not on anybody's side right now.
So Batman, from what I observe, and I think Batman, he could be anybody in DC. But he won't beat anybody in Marvel. That's two different universes.
No,
so that's not even
I
like,
think
right.
He won't beat anybody because he's that smart.
Look, it's
he
a stretch.
Tony Stark.
It's a stretch.
Mr. Fantastic.
He's body Tony Stark. Nobody Iron Man.
He's a better detective.
It's a stretch.
He knows how to get...
That's a detective, bro.
And he's smart.
Bro, y'all better let me talk before I follow y'all. Y'all arguing with each other now.
I told y'all I'm not on anybody's side. I'm not on your side.
I mean, you're on my side. You're on his side.
No, I'm not on either of y'all's side. I'm on my own side.
Look, it's a stretch for Batman, like I said, to body anyone in Marvel because, like, you do have characters like Galactus who is like a world eater. But I'm saying, like, the mortal side of like Marvel.
Yeah, I thought that we were.
That's what I mean.
So
like,
I didn't think that we
he's
were.
He's not immortal. He's a god.
He is immortal.
No, he's a god. He's a god, bro. He's the god of thunder.
Exactly. He is immortal.
He's the god of thunder.
Not
bro,
immortal. I'm talking about immortal, like a
mortal. Yeah. I thought you were saying immortal.
You're
okay.
Oh my god.
Look at you.
And DC has pioneer legacies within their characters. If you know, Marvel has reruns. They don't want to replace Spider-Man or Tony Stark.
No, you can't replace Spider-Man.
Or they want to keep using Steve Rogers or the Tony Starks or the Peter Parkers. But in
because Peter Parker is one of the best superheroes ever, bro.
That's no debate.
But yeah, I agree with you. But in DC, they branch characters off of the old characters. So Batman, he has a whole Bat family.
All right,
you know the Spider-Verse? How many Spider-Mans there are instead of just Peter Parker?
No, that's different universe. Those are different universes.
But it's still the same thing.
I'm talking about legacy.
There's still Bat-Mite. There's Bat-Mite. Batwing don't really count.
I hate that thing. Batwing, I would count him.
All right, let's talk the main continuity of each universe. I'm talking about the main universe. Batman has his whole family. You got Batgirl. Like, how many Robins they had? Like
four? Five?
Yeah. And then they're branching new characters off of those. Now you got the Red Hood, who will buy most of Marvel.
You just saying crazy stuff right now. That make no type of sense.
No,
Red Hood could be
I didn't say it could be anyone, but he'll body a lot of people in Marvel.
Who?
Alright, your body's Spider-Man, I bet.
No, what? Are you serious? Bro, he has spider sense. He senses the bullets, and he's just gonna sit there
moving around. I read somewhere that Red Hood, one time, he punched Power Girl so hard that she lost her powers. I don't know how it happened, but that's it.
It's a G. Nightwing will body most of Marvel. Not most of Marvel, but like the mortal aspect. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the mortal aspect of Marvel. I'm not talking about the people who are like jacked up all superpowers.
So he can be Captain America?
He has superpowers. But
no,
yeah, he'll be Captain America.
That's enhanced. He doesn't really have
superpowers. Yeah, he'll be Captain America.
No, he will not.
Yes, he will.
Even without the shield, he won't beat him.
Yeah, he would. Yes, he would. Hand to hand?
He won't beat him. He will not. Okay, since you're saying that, what about Iron Fist?
Bro, they would dismantle Iron Fist so quickly, though.
Nightwing would dismantle Iron Fist?
And plus, Iron Fist still doesn't really count because he has superpowers and everything, too.
Oh, my God.
I'm not on anybody's side. I got I'm in my own box right now. So I boxed myself in.
All right, let's do somebody completely without powers. Sides. What about Hawkeye? Because if you knew this, Green Arrow would branch out Hawkeye, but I'm going to let it slide for
him. Green Arrow will...
No,
I say Nightwing versus Hawkeye.
Nightwing would beat up Hawkeye. No, Hawkeye would shoot him with a few arrows.
That's what I'm saying.
Nightwing would beat up Hawkeye. He would be like,
he doesn't miss. Hawkeye doesn't miss.
He does not miss.
Okay, Green Arrow misses.
Yes, he does.
Green Arrow misses.
Yes, he does.
Literally, Hawkeye would literally just shoot a few arrows. Nightwing can catch him all he wants, but if he has some of those exploding arrows, boom,
he's done.
He's dead. Or even if he's not dead, then Hawkeye just goes.
And Hawkeye killed somebody with his fingernail before. What? Yes, bro. Yeah. Yes.
You been doing your research, bro.
I know. Don't me. I'll give that to you. But like, I feel like Marvel is just giving so much clout. I feel like the movies within DC is what brings them down. Cause like you got movies like
they run the TV show.
Superman. Yeah, they run the TV show.
Marvel runs.
Because I remember
the comics.
Smallville was fire.
They run the comics.
Fuck, Smallville was fire.
Yeah, and all the Marvel TV shows are buns. Like, let's
go. Whoa, no.
Watch.
I talked the live action one.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's a good show.
The first two seasons was okay.
What do you?
Because I was watching
Arrow. It's not even more interesting now that they have like Ghost Rider and they have the Inhumans.
Bro. It's too confusing.
No, I can't lie. The Inhumans TV show was kind of dookie. I can't even lie. But I mean, like. No.
Look, all the Marvel TV shows. You say Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
That was the first two seasons were okay.
Terrible. Jessica Jones. Whoa. Terrible. Daredevil. Terrible.
Don't say Luke Cage. I dare you to say Luke Cage.
Luke Cage.
You got to fold me. Luke Cage was incredible.
Exactly. And they
Luke Cage was incredible.
Black Lightning bodies. Luke Cage. Black Lightning bodies. Luke Cage. Black Lightning bodies. Daredevil. And
that's two different completely things.
What are we talking about?
They're both. They're all live action TV shows.
Are they talking about like if they went actually against?
No, I'm talking about the TV show in general.
Oh, I didn't want a better story.
And Black Lightning. Would body Luke Cage in general. Yeah, Black Knight would body Luke Cage in general. Like,
Yeah, because he has more superpowers. MSG.
All right,
he could turn into pure electricity, but you know.
Let's wrap this one up because I feel like I won that.
Yeah, you didn't, but
because I had this man, I had this man.
No, to be honest, I won this debate because I was in my own little box and I threw both y'all out. So.
You really didn't, but we'll have a part two to this. I'm pretty sure we will.
We have a part two to everything. Anyways,
yeah, y'all gonna lose again, so. Alright, man, you know, this episode was really fun. I know we're gonna have a part two of this because none of, like, the stuff that we didn't have enough, you know, we have to keep on talking about our stuff, you know. Have Raheem lose again, of course. Kyle lose again. Yeah, fold me. But, you know, it's been real. It's your host again, Travis. We got Kyle and Raheem.
Follow me on Instagram at Kyle.Rice4.
Follow me on Instagram at Raheem_Dunwall.
Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Buggy Believes.
Y'all shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you probably should. All my social media is you know, Buggy Believes. But, yeah.
All right. See y'all later.
All right, see y'all.